I say that's a fully formed performance. So, so congratulations on that. And that's the preponderance of what I want to say. But in the critique category, I like how aggressive some of your images are. I like and being editorial where I have no right to be. Call my bluff. Cross my land is real strong, and then to where the rivers wind and bend, just so much frou-frou moon in June after that. It's like, call my bluff, you know, cross my land. I'm like, ooh. And then it goes into like that predictable moon June phrase. I would just like leave that out there. The other editorial thing, and this may just be taste, is we had like very early on euphoria as a word, which is like a real mouthful word for a song that is otherwise built on very simple direct images. And then
what's the moon June
for? Where the rivers wind and turn. Yeah. Yeah. And okay. Well,
you're the
okay.
writer.
You're the
this
writer.
Is our views.
Right. Right. And so the strong part about it is a couple of fairly forthright images, and maybe even just the rhyming part of it going into it takes away from the strength of that image.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It was a very fully formed performance. I want to convey that's. I was like, wow, she's there.
What I think Jordy is saying, what I would agree with, is I have never heard the phrase "cross my land" in the context of a metaphorical love song. And that is very, very arresting. And I have heard "where the rivers wind and turn" in the context of love songs and every other kind of songs. "Cross my land," I've heard maybe in Fred Eagle Smith songs, where maybe "cross my land, you get shot." But it is such a strong line. It's not a diss to say that other thing is Moon June. It's just a shorthand for saying it's not of that truly exceptional caliber as that line was, and it was a really strong performance.
Beautifully crafted song.
Thanks
very much.
All right.
Patty Shea. And Ray Naylor, and that's the last one we're gonna have time for.
Oh, they got you.
Good.
I want to thank Michelle Moore for dragging me from the raffle ticket booth. Come down and buy raffle tickets.
I don't know what's happening.
This is a novelty song. And I'm sure it doesn't apply to anyone here. It's called "Please Buy My CD." And, you know, against songwriting rules, the title is not in the song at all, but I figured if when I come out with my CD, this could become the title track.